At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We live in a time when intelligent people are being silenced so the stupid people won't be offended. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to put a button on the Nebraska softball. So they set records for the most amount of home runs, the most amount of run rule games, times they basically had to end the game early. How many did you say it was exactly, Jake?
22.
You had the number.
That's crazy. 22 of them.
They played 50 games. That's almost 50%. All right. They set a lot of records, but here was another one. Specifically, Nebraska drew a crowd of 2,620 on Sunday to put the total weekend attendance to 7,929, making this weekend's series versus Maryland the highest attended three-game series in Husker softball history. Just a reminder, the Big Red moved to 38-12 as an overhaul in the season. Again, that's 50 games. All right, I do math. The Big Ten, they're 17-5. All right, so Nebraska softball, going to be watching them going forward. Going to be a lot of fun. Let's see, Nebraska baseball here. They're back to 500. The whole year, it's been kind of like just like a waiting. Like, we know they've got it in them. We know they've got experience. We know they've got talent. We know that they've got the ability to win games and beat good teams. They beat Vanderbilt right out the gate. Then a top five Oregon State team. People don't know this. Like, Oregon State's a baseball power. One of the few northern teams that is. If you've ever been to Corvallis, Oregon, you wouldn't walk into that place and be like, oh, they're going to be great at baseball. No, nothing about that says they're going to be great at baseball, but they are, and they have been for a long time. They took 2 out of 3 from Oregon State at one point, if you remember. The question was, were they going to be able to just get back to 500, just get back to where they could get within striking distance of making some noise in the postseason? All right. They, over the weekend, their last game on Sunday, beat Minnesota 8-3. They had 13 hits, right, including a 4-run eighth inning. All right. Swanson, Sanderson, both delivered out of the bullpen, pitched 4 1/3 innings combined, only gave up 1 earned run. Now, the Huskers take the rubber match from Minnesota to get back to 500 on the season. The ballgame changed in the 7th. The Huskers were trailing 3-1, and Minnesota was threatening for more with 2 in scoring position before Grant Clevinger got 2 huge outs out of the bullpen. The Big Red then scored 3 runs in the bottom half to take the lead and added 4 more in the 8th inning to put the game away. 5 different Husker bats had multiple hits on the day. This, I think this was from Saturday, a note from Saturday. For the second time this week, Nebraska baseball won in a walk-off fashion. The Huskers battled back from a 3-0 deficit to even the series with Minnesota. Again, this was Saturday. A little bit out of order here, but I think you're picking up what I'm putting down here. Robbie Boland came up clutch with the bases loaded, ripping the winning RBI single to right to close out the victory for the Huskers. All right, again, Nebraska 24-24 in the season, 11-13 in the Big Ten. All right, Gabe Swanson on Sunday again was 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs, while Robbie Boland, Caden Brumbaugh, Will Jeske, and Joshua Overbeek pieced together 2-hit performances for each one of those individuals as well. Now, I'm going to look up their schedule officially, okay, because they've got more regular season ball left to play, I do believe, all right? But Jake, what are your thoughts? What can they do? Realistically, they seem to have gotten a little bit of momentum, found a little bit of consistency. We talked about the bats being frozen. Now, this was literally when it was freezing outside, like back in February, early March. They seem to have thawed, and they seem to have found their strokes, so to speak, at the plate. What are your thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, I think they've won like their last 3 Big Ten series to put them in this position, so that's good. If you do look at the standings, they are going to still be battling. Remember, they're 12 teams getting the Big Ten tournament. Right now, they're 11th. They're a game ahead of 2 teams that is battling for 12th right now. So still some work to be done, but they've put themselves in a position to extend the season. Now they've got a couple Big Ten opponents coming up here in Michigan and Purdue. Michigan at 14-10 in the Big Ten season. So they're ahead of Nebraska in the standings. Maybe can kind of make up some ground there. Purdue 9-15 in the Big Ten standings. They likely won't make the Big Ten tournament, so certainly want to take care of that. But more important than anything, or even postseason, is they've got Creighton coming up next.
And I was going to say, Creighton.
They've tied that series 1-1, so they got to win that one to win the season series. And Creighton 31-13 on the season, so they've definitely had a very good year. So still some work to be done. But Nebraska baseball, we basically said had to turn. We were waiting for a season turning point. Like, where was it going to be? And they've done that again with their last couple of series in the Big Ten.
As always, just a reminder, check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com, social media as well, Facebook, X, YouTube, Amazon Prime, anywhere you get your podcast platforms, or simply turn that radio dial to 93.7. To Jake's point, yes, Creighton is on Tuesday. So what a birthday gift it would be for me. Oh, I forgot to mention this earlier. I will not be in studio tomorrow. Okay, we're swapping days. DP and Steve Taylor have agreed to swap days with me this week. All right, so I will be celebrating the birthday tomorrow, May 6th, and then I will be in studio Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. So this week is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But what a birthday gift it would be for me is if Nebraska could beat Creighton and take the season series 2-1 on Tuesday. Then following that, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as Jake mentioned, 3-game series here in Lincoln versus the Michigan Wolverines. All right, senior day will be this Saturday, May 10th, and then they finish out the regular season with a 3-game set in West Lafayette, Indiana at Purdue. What do you think they have to do? I could argue the single game that is the most important is Creighton, but in the overall terms and aspect of things, the 6 Big Ten games probably matter just a smidge more. All right, despite our good buddies in Omaha, what do you think they have to do to finish the season to ensure that they just make the Big Ten tournament? Because I do. I think this is a team that should make anybody who plays them nervous. Like, right now you feel like they can lose to anybody. You feel like they can beat anybody. So it's got to make anybody that they play potentially a little bit nervous. What do you think they have to do to ensure they're one of those top 12 teams out of the 18 teams in the Big Ten to make the Big Ten tournament?
Well, we've been talking about, the fight to get to 500, there's still 2 games behind in Big Ten play. So if you got 6 games left, I'd at least want to split those. I mean, you want to win both series, right? I think you'd feel very good if you could take 2 out of 3 against Michigan and Purdue. So win a total of 4 of those, but at least win 3 of them. If you go 2-4 down the stretch against these teams, some of those teams below you might be able to catch up to you. And to your point, the Creighton game, again, the season series is on the line, but there's not a whole lot more on that line. So you almost, Tuesday would be good to get the win, right? Then you're above 500 and you lose, you're below 500 once again. And so that could be certainly a kick in the teeth from Creighton over there. But so maybe momentum, all that sort of stuff. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather win. I'd rather go 6-0 against the Big Ten and 1 loss against Creighton than anything else here as you kind of look down the final few games of this season.
It's kind of interesting because if you look at it from a managerial and or coaching perspective, you just had games Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got another 3-game set, uber important this next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then here's this Tuesday game.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That in the terms of the postseason means nothing. But in terms of the stuff you got to hear year-round from one of your rivals means something. What do you do pitching rotation-wise? Do you put one of your best pitchers out there? Do you put one of your least effective pitchers out there? It's probably just the next guy in the rotation, and I'm probably overthinking this because it's fun to do on air. But I don't know if you're Will Bolt and you've got all your pitchers available, but this is kind of you're going through this mindset. How do you approach who you're going to throw on the mound?
I hate to say it, but like you kind of said, I would not necessarily be throwing my best stuff here. Because it every game matters. You do that whole thing. Of course, the in-state stuff matters. But when you just kind of get to the final, like, this is either you make it or you don't, and these are the games that really kind of matter right here, and you just kind of got to address what it is.
So it's funny because Ohio State in football is the national champs. All right, they didn't win the conference. They didn't beat their big rival. Michigan fans, I don't know why this stuff pops up on my feed all the time. They just, like the whole WrestleMania sign thing, you know, they hadn't, like in the middle, there was the sign that said, I forget what it was, 1,800 billion days since Ohio State's beaten Michigan. So Michigan, you know, people will not let this go, and rightfully so. So Ohio State played Michigan this past weekend. Final after seven innings, if the score wasn't so lopsided, it would help a little bit. But Michigan beat the Buckeyes 23-1, all right, after seven innings. Now, let me see here. A Michigan fan commented below, this game should count as three losses. I was willing to give them credit, but they couldn't even keep it within three touchdowns. Wow. The rivalry that just does not end. All right, I thought this was pretty cool. Former Husker Jake Myers, he's having a great season. Absolutely went off on Saturday. He was 4-for-4, two home runs, a triple, a double, and seven RBIs. I mean, he just about won the Major League Baseball MVP in one day right there. Now, when I saw this, a question popped in my head. Two home runs, a triple, and a double. Now, all he was missing was a single to get the cycle. Would you trade one of those hits for more bases for a single, which is going to give you less bases, obviously on the hit, you know, to say you hit for the cycle? What would you do there, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I might give up a double to hit a single, but I wouldn't give up one of those homers.
Well, now that I look at it, it would be the homer. He had two homers, a triple, and a double, so he'd have to swap a homer for a single. I would not swap a homer for a single. If I could swap, like you said, a double or something, maybe I would do that.
And I believe, too, like the cycle obviously puts you in an elite category, but I think doing this, what he did, puts you even more of an elite category. So even though it's not a fun name for it, it technically is obviously more effective.
Seven RBIs. That's crazy. I had such a mean joke pop into my head. Can I say it?
Yeah.
It's my show.
I think.
Isn't that more points than LeBron had in the fourth quarter of their game five versus the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yeah, you can take LeBron.
I told you it was mean. I don't know if it's accurate. I apologize. All right. Okay. I'm not per se a big Yankees fan, but respect. All right. Respect to Aaron Judge. In his last seven games, he's hitting .519 with four home runs and seven RBIs. By the way, the Major League Baseball average during that time is just over 300 is a batting average. He's batting .519. So almost 200 points higher. And his on-base percentage, his on-base percentage is basically 200 points higher than the average across Major League Baseball as well. And to be clear, I think on the season he's hitting about .420. And I was talking with a Yankees fan the other day. All right. They're aware I'm not the biggest Yankees fan in the world. They're standing there in their pinstripe hat and shirt. We've had this discussion. And I was just talking about Judge. I'm like, man, respect. Part of me loves that he, you know, almost could have gone with football too. All right, but he chose baseball. And he goes, yeah, his batting average is down to .420. I'm like, do you realize what you just said? His batting average is down to .420. That is insane. Now, most people want to talk about the home run records, right? Barry Bonds, 74, and you got the summer of 98, okay, where you got McGuire and Sosa and Griffey for a while. Obviously, McGuire pulled away, and then Sosa actually hit over 62 twice. I don't know if anybody's ever done it twice, but then Judge is credited, however you want to look at this, with the non-steroid record of 62 home runs, okay? All right. To me, the record I've always wanted to see, it's not a record, but the thing I've always wanted to see someone do again is the .400 batting average. Only one person's done it in history, Ted Williams. We discussed Tony Gwynn hit 391 in the 90s. The Royals player. Who's the Royals player who hit?
George Brett.
George Brett. Came close as well. I'm just like, I don't know if we'll ever see that again. At least not in my lifetime. Now, I got, hopefully, another 40, 50 years to live. We'll see, all right? But I'm like, man, that's the thing I keep my eye on. Do I think Judge is going to hit the whole year over 400? No, but man, he's unequivocally, in my opinion, the best hitter in baseball, not just for power, but for average on base and everything as well. So that's actually something I want to keep my eye on. What's his average stay at? Because that's, to me, that's as impressive a stat or achievement that's only been done once in the history of Earth that I think is pretty cool to follow and see if somebody else can duplicate it. All right, one trivia question for you, Jake, before we head to break. Which pitcher threw 7 no-hitters but never won a Cy Young Award? And you know his name.
That's a lot of no-hitters.
It's not some unheard-of guy. Like, you're going to know his name. 7 no-hitters and never won a Cy Young. I think Austin knows it. Austin, you want to come in and say it? All right, Austin's going to sneak in here and say it. I'll see if he can get part two, because there's a part two to this as well. That'd be pretty impressive. Who is it?
Should be Nolan Ryan.
It is Nolan Ryan. Okay. Can you get part two? All right. Who is the pitcher who won 7 Cy Young Awards but never threw a no-hitter? And you're going to know his name too.
7 Cy Youngs, not a no-hitter.
Pitched for a long time. Had a great nickname.
Roger Clemens.
Two for two, man. Nailed it. Roger Clemens. Think about this. Roger Clemens won, and he's a great. Now, nobody's going to dispute the awards he won. Won 7 Cy Young Awards but never threw a no-hitter. And then Nolan Ryan threw 7 no-hitters. Now, how did he ever win a Cy Young? Did I tell you I had the wonderful opportunity to meet Nolan Ryan years ago?
Did you?
So when I first got drafted, my financial group was out of Houston. So we went down there, you know, teach us rookies how to not blow all of our money right out the gate. And there's an older gentleman sitting there. And I nudge Ange. I'm like, that has to be Nolan Ryan. He's my favorite pitcher growing up. I'm like, that has to be Nolan Ryan. And so then they have him get up and talk, and it's Nolan freaking Ryan. So I had the opportunity to meet my favorite childhood pitcher. And I thought that that was pretty cool. And what, I'll be honest with you, one of the things that kind of cemented him being my favorite, remember when the batter charged the mound and he got him in a headlock and just pounded him into oblivion? Yeah. I'm like, that's a man right there. You gonna come at me, you gonna get something. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.